morning. It's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. It is Saturday morning.
Thank God. I love a Saturday morning.
We're almost to spring. Our little tulip trees are already
the birds are chirping.
What, was a week of 80 degrees not enough to indicate spring for you, Patty?
Let's just be 64 today.
I love it.
The birds are chirping nice and early in the morning these days.
And the pollen's out. That's great.
Yes, the pollen Polynesia. Is out.
That ruins me. Like, I'm going to be ruined
Could
for
we
the
call
next,
it
like,
Pollahassee?
2 months.
Pollahassee?
It ruins my OCD.
It just ruins my life.
Completely out wiping down everything.
So in the Playhouse today is Angus, Scott, and myself.
Hello.
I'm Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. We work for Allison James Estates and Homes. We're realtors. I'm an appraiser. Today we're going to talk about how Zillow and HGTV has changed our life.
It's brainwashing people.
Everyone's life.
It is brainwashing.
It is. It's all subliminal. What is a modern farmhouse, Joanna Gaines? So it doesn't really make sense, but anyway. And our husband Chip says that. So I believe, in my opinion, and Scott can correct me, HGTV has been more of a change in the last 5 years to our real estate market than Zillow.
More of a change.
More change. More drastic, dramatic.
Like, been more impactful.
Impactful.
Well, yeah, yes. I'm not necessarily sure it's all good.
No, it doesn't mean that it has to be
good or bad.
Yeah.
It's neutral. It's just more change.
A lot of
that
change.
Changes the expectation. It used to be, before 5 years ago, before Miss Fixer Upper, Joanna Gaines, and Chip, her sidekick, it was Zillow. Everyone was Zillow, 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 Zillow. And in our partnership, Scott and myself, I'm the Zillow and he's the HGTV.
Ain't that the truth?
So if you ever choose to work with us, which we hope you do, I'm the Zillow. So I look at what the market says as far as the statistics and numbers and has this ever happened and what has to happen for a home to sell at a specific price. And Scott is the one that looks at the house and goes,
Your house is nicely. Just kidding.
Kind of nicely, anyway. No, we need to make it gray and white and crisp and clean and pretty. Hmm. And new appliances. And so that's his job. And my job is to look at the regressive numbers as well as the progressive numbers. The Zestimate, Zillow, this is for entertainment purposes only. So if you decide that you're going to base the price of your house on Zillow, you're going to be wrong. And no one's going to buy it because it's wrong. It could be wrong too high. It can be wrong too low. It's still wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
No one likes wrong.
Zillow uses an algorithm. Al Gore, remember? So we know how right he is.
Al Gore rhythm.
And they do it based on 100 million homes.
100 million?
100 million.
Wow.
And they never get inside the home.
Never inside.
Never inside the Not home. Once. So there's appraiser companies or banks, lenders who hire appraisers, are going to these AVMs, which are basically a Zillow Zestimate, an automated valuation model. They have data mined and taken all of the data from the appraisals, and they're putting it into a big fat ass spreadsheet and saying, if this occurs, this is what your house will sell for. What's wrong about that is the HGTV side of it. Personal taste. It cannot be assumed in an algorithm. Whether you have your square footage of 2,000 square feet, it's a Florida box, you have the upstairs, downstairs, master up, master down. I can prove statistically that all four bedrooms upstairs will sell for less than a bedroom down. Because if I break my ankle, I'm hightailing it up. And all I have is a half bath down to make it functional. So the HGTV model and the Zillow don't connect because Zillow can't see inside your house yet. They want to, not gonna lie. So the Zestimate is based on 100 million homes. They take the canceled. Canceled means you have fired your agent, you're no longer working. Withdrawn means you're taking it off the market for a couple weeks to paint or something, or you have family coming in. Contingent is still part of active. So contingent and active are the same. Pending is it's completely all the contingencies that have been met. We're just about to close. Unless something tragic happens, we're closing. But people do die, so that happens. Zillow takes all of that data, including the for sale by owners, which you so graciously post on Zillow for free. And they're taking that data and then using it against you. And people don't even realize it. HGTV has changed it in a way that it's very hard for a home seller like myself who's lived in the same home for 14 years to keep up with the new quality, the new taste, the new. You can't keep up with the new. So that has changed that. If the Zestimate is only seeing the outside and the square footage and comparing my house to 100 million other homes, and HGTV comes along, you have a mess.
You do.
Well, you're just assuming everything is exactly the same. We are as individuals differently, and your homes are as well.
This is Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. My website's Patty's Playhouse Media, which is where the blog is and where we post the shows. It's also on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are all over Facebook.
We sure are.
We're all over Facebook.
You are. Most definitely.
Her class
like every 10 minutes, I look at my phone, and it's like, Patty just posted something.
Yeah. Ooh,
notification from Patty Wilson. I'm like, what? No, really? You're kidding.
Are you shocked?
I'm shocked that I'm shocked that I still remain shocked.
It is? You're shocked that you're shocked? My number is 850-656-0009, 0009. We are going to have a contest, which we're going to talk about in our Garnet and Gold.
I love contests.
We're going to have a St. Patty's Day contest because I'm Patty.
I get that.
You know what's really
you.
Dangerous,
I get
too?
You on that.
You know what's really dangerous? Mm. The St. Patrick's Day is on a Saturday this year. Scary.
Don't they do something
I don't have
down...
to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning the next day. We're going to have some fun.
Fun. And yep. It's Patty with a D. I'm Patty
Savannah.
With a
D. Have you ever been to Savannah?
Georgia.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For St. Patrick's Day?
No.
Like New Orleans? You're going to Savannah for St. Patrick's?
I'm going nowhere. I'm
so
happy. I'm going nowhere. I will do no such thing.
So we're we talking about Zillow and HGTV and how they change the market. When we go talk to sellers or buyers, buyers have an idea whether they need, they know it or not. You know, if the buyer shops at Target every day, they want the Joanna Gaines look.
Right.
The seller doesn't want to give them the Joanna Gaines look because then they have to, they're not getting that money back.
Right.
So we have a disconnect, big one.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, our inventory is low, which is a completely other reason. The inventory is low. You want drama in your house. You want gray and white. You want shiplap. But Zillow says the house is only worth so much. And then the bank says the house is only worth so much. So we as a team... And it just kind of dawned on me last night while I was watching Homeland and becoming a national security expert.
Add it to the resume, Pat.
That is awesome.
Add it to the resume.
This lady over here, I mean, look at her.
She does it all.
I just thought, that is Scott and I. He's the HGTV, and I'm the one that says, we got to calm it down. We can put this much money in the house, but we can't put any more in because you're never going to get back. How much risk do you want to take, Mr. Seller?
Correct. Had that conversation.
And it was just so clear to me. I've never really been able to put into words how we work, but that's how we work.
Right.
So yes, you need blank, 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 blankety blank. And I'm going to tell you, but you need to put this quality in. And mm-hmm. this, yeah, they just want the look of it. They don't need it to be wool carpet. They want the look. Don't put a patterned carpet in. They just want the look of the grage.
Well, and that's what I think I love so much about you and Scott is that you guys complement each other in many different ways.
We are so similar, but the fun that we have, like mine is in that, mm-hmm. solving the mathematical problem, but he's the CPA. Is that not the weirdest
thing?
That
is strange when you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
He's the CPA.
I guess you had enough of that, huh?
Yeah.
But I want it to fit the pattern that gets it closed the fastest. And he wants it to fit the pattern that makes it beautiful to get it closed the fastest.
Right.
So that's how we work. And I thought, what a great conversation today.
Definitely.
But Zillow does. So I have 2 more minutes to explain what Zillow and how they have wrecked your life. Zillow's accuracy has an error rate of 5%.
Wow.
So if you're a $200,000 home, that's $5,000, right?
$10,000. That's a lot.
Half of the home values in the area are closer than the error percentage. In Seattle... half the homes are within 4.5%. So every area has its own. Orlando's going to be 10% off because homes sell so fast. They can't keep up with the data. The data comes. The data doesn't change enough. The data comes. And it's the same way with appraisals. You can't keep up. And you look at our market now, and there's so desirable homes for sale.
Yeah.
It's not that there's so few homes for sale. There's so desirable homes for sale. The ones that the buyer wants to buy. Showed one on Saturday, cute little Victorian and Killarn estates. Rooms were tiny. Mm-hmm. Like my husband and I would not feel comfortable in there.
Yeah.
But it had the look.
Right.
had the square footage, so it met the algorithm of the appraiser, what he's going to need. But the rooms, to me, it didn't fit my customer and it didn't fit us.
That seems to be happening to me a lot.
And all the bedrooms are upstairs. Sold a second. This is Patty Wilson's Patty Playhouse. We're talking Zillow and HGTV, 850-656-0009. This is Bill Withers.
My friends feel as their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me
a tiger, don't lose no sleep, don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me, no, not today. You calculated.
Welcome back, it's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. We're talking Zillow and HGTV and how it has impacted our real estate market. All real estate's local, so wherever you live, it still impacted you. There's no way it can't. And like, you got cable, you got streaming, web TV, you're seeing HGTV shows, House Hunters, which I put all in for over. Scott. I put in for Scott to be on House Hunters. So if anybody has an in, I think you'd be great.
Call me.
So we're looking at Leon County specifically because that's where we are. That's where the station's located. Zillow calls it a Zillow Home Value Index. Forecast is right now. Year to date, it's only been a 1.3% change, which makes me giggle. I'm very sorry to all the sellers out
1.3% change from they think to what something
sells. No, that's period. The statistics. There's a 1.3% increase, but what we see in the list prices is like
$30,000. Yes.
They only forecast 2.8%, which is basically the GDP.
Again, incorrect. It's not what we see.
No. It's not what others list. They're selling for it. Remember, we're seeing a lot of back on markets. We're seeing a lot of price reductions.
A lot.
We're seeing a lot of that. But the initial list price is too high.
Agreed.
It's too high. If the house doesn't meet the Joanna Gaines test, the price is too high. Period. Yeah, it has to meet it.
That's the intangible that... Most
well, you have to go in and see it.
Agreed.
And then you'll be able to mix the two, right? So they're saying our median list price, this is under Zillow, is $200,000. Our actual median list price is like $178,000. So there you go. Leon County Market Health, no recent data. 12% homes have negative equity. So people are still taking out too much of their homes. So when you get the appraisal for a refi, is irrelevant to the buying side. Completely separate, so we're not even going to talk about that today. 2% are delinquent on a mortgage. National average is 1.6.
Really?
So we're higher than the national average on delinquency. Part of that is Irma throughout Florida. Mm-hmm. So Zillow likes price per square foot, even though Patty doesn't. 127 a square foot.
See episode 2.
Right. So that's fantastic if everybody has the same quality home and they don't. Nobody can have the same quality home. Some people, their house is sinking, and they have called Alpha Foundation to put 15 grand worth of rods under their house. So price per square foot does not work. That's why it doesn't work. 9% have had a recent list price cut.
Wow.
9%. So, which is beautiful about that, is there has to be a conversation between the agent and the owner about what the real price versus value is. Price is what I pay. Value is what I get. And they're not.
It's like how, when taking a listing, bridging that gap, often uncomfortable, but very important.
Oh, it's so hard to talk about people's money.
I know, but I don't want to set a tone that is not achievable.
Right.
Personally.
But they call it buying the listing. So when you set a price, like when I bring in a pricing sheet, I bring in, I'm not your appraiser. I disclaim that. However, I can't not think like one. So I bring that in. What's so great about Scott and I together is Scott then comes in and says, yes, and it could sell for this, but the buying market is going to reject it because you have green walls and you don't have gray walls.
Correct.
Because nobody wants to come in and paint your walls, even though they say they do. Even though on paper, they're going to be like, yeah, that's easy. I'll do it. And then they go home and look at the grief that's involved, and they don't want to do it.
Grief, and I think it's the overall feeling that you get in a home. It's often hard to look past green walls and feel for a home the way that one wants you to.
Right.
So
to imagine yourself in there because correct. They want the dream.
Correct.
So I go in, then Scott comes in, then we come in together, and then we try to find a happy medium that's not going to, you know, rape the seller in their money or their equity, but gets the home sold. Because when I look back, over 400,000 yesterday, over 500,000, nothing sold over 500 without a new kitchen.
That is absolutely true.
Nothing.
Well, no one wants to pay $500,000 and have to
do Lake Golf, didn't matter. If it was in Leon County, they want the Thermidor, they want all that stuff. Nobody's doing it. It's not happening.
True that.
300 to 400, nobody was doing it without new paint and carpet and getting what they wanted for it. Not without massive reductions and higher days on market.
Completely.
So you're not going to get 100%. That's never going to happen. If I buy paint, I'm not getting 100% of my paint back. It's just not.
No, again, you're paying for buyers to come in and see what they should see and feel what they should feel, but also it's the days on market that are so important.
Days on market are so important. And our days on market is still 72.
People don't understand that.
It's still 72 or 78.
That's not
it's like it has to cure.
Correct, in many ways.
And in Clearwater, where my friend Deborah is, it's less than 30. They have water. We don't have, what do we have?
Correct.
We don't have, our brand new homes are priced over 350.
Yes.
Right?
Correctly.
Where were you at last, Villages of Mayhem, what was it like, 290?
280, 290. Resales.
On a tiny lot. We're talking about tiny.
Beyond tiny.
And it's just a loop.
Correct. It's 32 homes.
You're not making you can't make a left out of that neighborhood either.
You can't. And it's a 32 homes, and there is a retention pond. But also, when you come in, unfortunately, there is no entrance that would give you the feeling of a $300,000 home.
You have to have that feeling. A lot of times.
If you don't, you're driving around that loop and right back out, taking a right.
Right.
And calling it a day.
True that.
It's unfortunate, but that's true.
It is true. Very true.
So everybody needs to work on that. Hear me?
I do. I hear you.
Right now, it's important. Right now, on Zillow alone, there are 84 homes that are for sale by owner, which is fine. But okay, so this one, I won't give the street address. It's priced at 165. This estimate's 160. So it's overpriced. Period. Because they're not also taking into account commission because they're not paying it.
Right.
So when as an appraiser, I look at what has been on the market, I take into account it's already embedded the commission. So if you're not paying commission and you're over this estimate by more than, I don't know, whatever percent, more than six, you're out. You're not paying an agent. So something to think about. Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. We talk real estate and life in Tallahassee. Today we're talking Zillow and HGTV. My website's Patty's Playhouse Media. We have purpledoorteam.com, which is where you can search for a home. We want you to hire us. That's why we're talking to you today about listing a home and having us come out. It costs you nothing to look at your home and say, if you do this and move the furniture here and paint the walls this color with this color carpet, this is what it's sold for. We're pretty darn accurate at this point.
And you can always reach out at 850-656-0009. Oh,
call Patty and wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right. Drinking my birthday coffee. This week.
Correct. Ooh, ooh.
Here's another one. Also, 3230. I'm sorry. I giggle when I see some of these for sale by owners. It's not because I don't believe that for sale by owners should be able to sell their home for sale by owner. Absolutely, it's part of the market. But the delusion of the fool's gold is so high.
Mm-hmm.
232's estimate's 206 and will not pay a realtor.
Really?
Good luck.
Gracious.
They may sell it, but will it appraise? At some point, there's got to be something. Here's another one. 130,000's estimate's 80.
Good.
If we're only within 5%, at 5%, we're going to give Zillow the benefit of the doubt of 5%, and you're not paying a realtor, first of all, you're negotiating for yourself. You're assuming all the liability. You're showing your own home. You're doing all of that 180 steps yourself that we take care of.
So,
and you're $50,000 over.
And we hope you know that when you do get a contract and it's a VA financing, what you'll have to do to your home.
Or won't. And you won't be able to meet the contract date because there's nobody to watch it for you.
That is correct.
Townhome, $15,000 higher. No appraisal. No.
Mm-mm. Well, the delusion is you want HGTV money, but you're not willing to give it what it needs. But in some cases, such as this, the $50,000 over, you are beyond delusion.
I have no words some days. And it's not about us. It's not our fault.
No.
It's not any agent's fault or any realtor's fault. When they walk into your home, they're giving you the data that's already been made available to them and really everyone.
Right. And you guys are there mostly to facilitate the process for, you know, these
people. We're
there
to market the home.
Right.
We can control two things, ourselves and the marketing.
Correct.
That's it. We can't control the condition. We can only advise. We can't control the pricing. We can only advise. We can control what we do to help you, and we control the marketing.
We can
Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-656-0009. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk more price per square foot, Zillow and HGTV.
Crap.
I'm going to show you again.
It's crap.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue.
Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, and this was the number one song February 20th, the week of February 18th to February 25th in 1967.
I feel like that's an important day.
When you were...
I turned 51.
Ow!
I know.
Day over 30.
51.
I don't look that old. I'm very grateful for the weight that I carry.
No, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
You are. Love. And you look like you've lost some significant weight.
I have lost weight. I'm going to go weigh, I think, today.
It's working.
You are?
I'm proud of you.
I haven't weighed in a long time. Not since I went to the doctor.
Do you remember the last time you weighed?
When I went to the doctor for my blood pressure.
But see, that's the best way to do it. Sitting there every single morning, waking up going, did I lose 0.3 pounds?
You should have been there the day I threw the damn scale.
I do it every 2 weeks, but I don't.
You threw it, huh?
I threw a scale one day. Nice. I don't. Probably still the hole in the wall.
Shit.
Again, I've been there 15 years. Nobody would have,
What? Try me.
What?
Fight me, bro. Come at me, bro.
Hey, okay, wait a second. Let's talk. I was going to do it the last quarter, but I'll forget. Because Fergie's national anthem.
Oh, God.
It was
bad Colin Kaepernick decided to stand.
Whatever. You have to listen. You have to watch it without sound. And she is like stroking the microphone.
It's bad. It was bad.
Sound was bad enough.
I think kneeling for the national anthem was significantly less offensive.
It was so funny. So funny. The comedians were so funny that she brought the world together. She got Colin off his knees.
Yeah, I was sitting here watching that on Sunday, just going, "Is this real life?" And the best part
Who
for me
hired her.
She's Fergie.
She's a beautiful voice.
She tried way too hard. Well, like,
there's some
way
things
too hard.
You just cannot necessarily mess with,
like the national anthem.
That would
I don't know, maybe that one. But look, the looks on the players' faces when they're panning. They were so.
This is how many national anthems have they heard in their life? Like
hundreds,
thousands.
And hundreds. Yeah.
And then that comes out.
And they were just laughing during it. I was like,
where I often say, where you're in front of a group of people, your friends, mm-hmm. and you're like, this is what I'm going to do. Here's a little snippet.
Yeah.
And they all said, now that is a great rendition.
Was there no one that. In Fergie's like significant entourage that said,
okay, so my segue is always
do that.
To a house. My segue is always to a house. This is why you don't ask your friends, should I do that? You ask a third party that you're not paying or you're not sleeping with.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Well, don't we'll be sleeping with them.
You want the truth. Most people, and I'm very much included here, only hear the sound of their own voice. It's really hard to break through what I'm self-hearing, what I'm self-playing in my own head. So what happened?
Yeah. I don't know.
She is green shag carpet.
No. It was bad.
With plaid walls.
Yeah.
Right?
That was basically her performance.
Honestly, I cannot understand how people
in front of 100 million people.
Oh god.
Because so I bad. Post a lot. If you ever go to my Facebook page, which I still have like 1,000 friends I can take, Patty Johnson Wilson, I post a lot of Facebook real estate fails that I find in strange places, which I won't.
Quite humorous.
And that was what it was like. Who? No one wants to see. They're make really, love to the mic.
She's speechless.
I mean, aren't we all? I have to go back to the fact that you are either isolated in a room with no one around you doing your own thing, or you're around tons of people every day
who are
standing around saying yes,
licking your feet.
Right. Yes. Do
That's
it again.
Beautiful.
How about paying someone to actually tell you the truth?
Fergie is the Fizbo of singers.
Listen,
national anthem.
Between her and Mariah Carey, I don't know which I could take less of.
Oh, God, that is terrible. Oh.
Wait, why won't someone buy my house? Why won't they? What do you mean? It's a pool. Why doesn't someone want a pool even though it's all faded and it's torn? Yeah.
My house is beautiful.
She's like 15-day-old fruit.
You're Fergie. You're Fergie.
You're better than that, Fergie.
Like, y'all have...
You are better than
that. She has sang a national anthem. She has met a microphone before.
Well...
This is what she said. I love my country. I tried my best. No, you didn't.
Fergalicious.
That is not your best. Because your best...
She makes the boys go rock.
You can't climb Mount Everest unless you followed someone who's done it or been taught by someone who's done it. But, can't do it.
You know, she is the F to the E, the R, the G, the I, the E. And ain't no other lady can put it down
put it
like
down
she.
Like,
I guess, apparently. I don't
she's
know.
Fergalicious.
If you want to sell your house for top dollar, don't wing it. Don't be the one.
Don't wing
she
it.
She won
Hire
it.
Hire us. We can.
Come on. Yeah, don't do that. Get a coach. Think of us as a coach.
Get a coach.
850-656-0009. Now, I found a really simple way to explain price per square foot.
Do it.
Can't wait to hear it.
It's on Inman. Inman blog, which is a real estate agent blog. Love them. I subscribe, so it's a paid subscription. And Inman, he talks about there's three tiers of price per square foot. If you're going to use it, he suggests you don't. But if you do, because you don't listen. And I mean you as in agents. There's three tiers, 110 to 133. Leon County's at 127 median. 145 to 162. 170 to 182. It does not take into account lot size. So if you're doing price per square foot and you live in a neighborhood like Killarney Estates, some of them are a quarter acre, some of them are an acre. You can't use price per square foot. You can't use price per square foot on a two-story versus a one-story because the footprint's different. It didn't cost the same. You can't use price per square foot when one has been, you know, set on fire and completely updated. I say that to my customer that their house caught on fire. And one that has never been touched. You can't use the same price per square foot. And that's where the Zillow-Al Gore-ism doesn't make sense. But if you want your house, I'm a 127 person, and I want my house to sell for 182, I got to gut it. I got to gut it and add a room and do all sorts of stuff.
Got it.
You're still not going to get what you want. So, consequently, if you want to sell for 182, you'll have to replace the kitchen, upgrade all the bathrooms, change all the dated fixtures to match what's currently available, match the quality in that price range. Otherwise, you'd expect to sell for 127. It's your house, your decision. What would you like to do? Remodel or sell it?
Well said.
I didn't write it. Inman. But I think it's really, 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 really true. So, there's three tiers. We're going to do it again. 110 to 133. Leon County's 127. That's not taking into account all the mansions. The mansions are the mansions. You can't compare my house to the man. I can. I mean, I could write the appraisal, but I'd go to jail. 145 to 162, 170 to 182. I want my 127 to look like 180. What am I going to do? It's a lot of dollars per square foot. So our goal is to make it as saleable as possible for the least amount of money to get the seller the most money and the buyer happy in the quickest way possible.
In the time in which they would like to sell it.
That is it. I am done.
You're done? That's it?
I'm exhausted. Shut it down.
Shut her down.
I researched all night to be able to say that in a succinct way in less than 45 minutes.
You're impressive. You impress me.
And it really felt like Scott is the HGTV, and there's tons of HGTV shows,
oh, yeah.
But they're all about fixing up your home. And please, for the love of God, hire a professional.
The shocking part is I never watch HGTV.
Unless you're a John Joplin, I don't watch it. It's not allowed. It's not allowed in my house.
It's
unless
not
allowed. When you're on it, it will be.
I just never.
But John Joplin works for the station. He knows how to use a circular saw. If you know how to use a circular saw, feel free to do it. Otherwise, go to someone who knows how to use a circular saw and ask them to do it.
Right.
Don't be making your own cabinets.
Well, it's like we had it painted with substandard paint. With a color
that's
not right.
They painted over enamel. I mean, that's always a good
one. Or wallpaper. Or border. As if no one can see. I mean.
Come on,
you got to get your life.
Come on.
No. And when a professional paints over wallpaper, they're not a professional.
No.
Clearly.
They are
the cheapest one that you
called. They just stole from you. They stole from you, the consumer.
Give me your money.
We keep a huge list of vendors.
Huge.
If you're not ready to sell your home, but you just want to redo your bathroom.
Call
Scott.
Oh, call Scott.
Scott, give your number. I have some, but he has better ones. Scott, what's your number?
850-637-0867.
You can always call 656-0009 and I'll get you to Scott.
You can
literally.
You can be transferred.
24/7, 365.
It is really, it's vendor.
It really is.
Vendor.
It really is.
Vendor. I can't keep telling you vendor. It is. And I've done stuff on the cheap and paid the price.
Well, eventually you always do.
We all come from experience. We all want to save money.
Right.
But we're free.
Of course.
We're free. On the buyer side, it costs you nothing to work with us.
$3.99.
Nothing.
That's awesome.
So when we walk around the house, it's brutal to the home. I want people to know, when you make an offer on the house, say you're making an offer on a Sunday, we're walking around that Sunday, and we want to know, is that a song?
This is Fergalicious. What do you mean this is a song? This is a song.
I have new headphones I can hear so clearly. We want to know exactly what that house is going to go for. 850-656-0009. Patty's Playhouse Media on the way back. We're going to do Garnet and Gold.
They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons.
What good can drinking do? What good can drinking do? I drink all night, next day I feel blue. Well, there's a glass on the table.
Welcome back. It's Patty Wilson, Patty's Playhouse. This is our Garnet and Gold segment where we take a little twist on garnet, wine, gold, beer, bourbon, whiskey, and talk about it and have fun with it. Because love the fact that Tallahassee has so many places to drink now.
L-O-V-E.
Even if I don't drink a lot, it's still fun to go people watch.
And I've recently learned that I'm going to live to be 100 because it delays my dying.
I saw that. Scott, I did see that post.
100.
It's great. We've got you around for another 49 years.
Right?
Nope. 50.
I have been trying.
49 and a half.
I've been trying to teach this diet for many, many years. And now I think people will catch on.
Of course they will. I mean, there's scientific evidence.
Look at
evidence.
How well I am preserved from the red blend.
Look at me.
So I have a challenge. I didn't drink anything this week, but I do have some wishes.
You didn't drink anything?
No, I went to go buy alcohol.
What
I bought the Jim Beam Black Label, so I'm going to have some of that this weekend.
Ooh.
But I really have been looking
for Johnny Walker
Bailey's.
Black.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know why it's not at the office. We'll start there.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. I don't think it's at the office now.
Why are we not getting wasted right now?
Well, we are going to have to create a new bar in our
new
office.
Yeah, we're moving. We'll be at, 10:30 East Lafayette?
10:30-2.
So
the
suite, right across from Lucilla.
Oh, the new one.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Next to Blue Ribbon Dry Cleaning.
What do you mean it's
really good? Oh, next to Blue Ribbon. I got to go drop some dry cleaning off.
What do you mean it's new? I mean, what do you mean it's really good? How do you know Lucilla's good?
I've been there.
What?
What?
For brunch.
How did this happen?
For what? How much was it?
It was definitely on the expensive side, but it was really good.
It
was like $15.
Is it something where they're putting capers all over the crap?
I don't like
it
capers.
Just real food?
You don't like capers?
Or mushrooms?
I personally, like I had some really, really good French toast.
Like what did he say? Pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
Why did people throw pine nuts?
You're a hater, man.
Pine nuts. No, I just, that's basil. A little much. Let's talk about foodies. Pine
you don't
nuts.
Like basil?
I like basil.
I like what? It in, not on.
Also known as bay leaves.
Y'all are tripping.
Well, that'll poison you. So,
exactly.
What is it? Capers, shallots. No, just give me a damn onion. I want a normal person's food.
So, what was your French toast stuffed with, sir?
What? It was
creme de fraiche.
Yeah, actually. Wow. And some nice fresh berries on top of it. Oh, yeah, mimosa.
As opposed to the rotten berries.
Is it the bottomless mimosa?
I took my lady friend.
Oh, how much was it?
I think I walked out of there for like $45-$50 with tip for two of us.
I'm thinking
she must have
Patty
been good.
Mike.
Oh, you meant the food.
Yeah, the food was really good.
Are you a good tipper? Oh, we had this conversation
about tipping.
Yes, of course
I am, because I've had to make
what
money off
good
of
tipper
tips.
Look like
okay,
to you?
So do you know the definition of a tip?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
What do you mean?
Goodness gracious.
What is a tip?
It is added.
It's to improve service.
To improve service.
It guarantees service is going to be at a certain performance.
Well, it doesn't guarantee anything.
Yeah, it does. That's
why it's
what its purpose. No, it's not.
Well, it is flexible.
But when I it used Very. To be the day, back in the day,
back in
that
the
you
day.
Gave the tip before you ate.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
And Gary Keller, for the company that I used to work for, he tells a story where when he tells it all, he goes to a restaurant and he asks, what's your average tip? What's your average tip, Angus?
It just depends on the bill.
15%,
20%?
20%.
20%.
18%. 18%.
Is alcohol included?
Yes, 18%.
$50 for a brunch.
Right.
20%. So I hand you $10.
$10, yeah.
There's more where that came from for excellent service. What do you do?
I would serve excellently.
Most excellent.
No, but for me personally, like I have seen people do that where they'll set out like a $20 bill on the table beforehand. So you kind of, you know, you see that if you do all the right things and you give them good service, that's what you'll eventually walk out with. But for me personally, as a patron, I like to give the tip at the end because it dictates, you know, how much, you know, what the service that I've received is going to dictate how much of a tip that I give people. If you give me just your basic average restaurant service, it's going to be 18% every single time because I have been a server and know, you know, how crappy it feels to get bad tips. It sucks. It's one of the worst things ever when you've put a lot of effort into someone's table and then at the end of it, you walk away with 10%. That sucks. You know, no one likes it. But ultimately,
it's to ensure promptness.
I love the model of getting tipped after because that personally for me when I'm serving
so
incentivizes me to work harder in that
wait,
moment.
Handing you $20 first and then telling you there's more doesn't incentivize you?
No, it does.
So you're
definitely.
Already paid.
Yeah, most definitely. It definitely incentivizes me in the moment, but just from personal experience that at the end of it, that it drives me more for the entire stay of that guest to give them the best service possible when I still don't really know what I'm going to be getting from a psychological perspective.
I think completely different.
Okay, great.
I mean,
I think that's age.
I think, well,
I think age and he I has think, been a
I
waiter.
Think, no, I think at the end of it, it is rewarding and it also may be indicative of the service that you did give, so sometimes you may not like it, but it may be telling you something.
Okay,
so
we'll give an example of that. 850-656-0009. We're Freedom 93.3 FM. This is Patty's Playhouse. Patty Wilson, next. Okay, remember when we were at Brass Tap, because I'm going to keep calling them out till they fix their crap?
Yes.
I made that rhyme. One girl for the whole place. We had our broker with us, Robert Milligan from Allison James Estates and Home out of Sarasota. I picked it. I own the choice. One child was running the tables. They had one bartender in the back, one amazing server. The service, her service was excellent for her environment, which sucked for her. If it were me, I'd have quit. I have no time for it. She did not have a smile on her face.
No.
And she was wonderful. She did the best she could.
That's unfortunate.
So she got tipped beyond what I would have normally done because of her attitude.
Agreed.
It's amazing.
Agreed.
I just wanted to hire her and cuddle her and take her away. She really was amazing.
She was precious.
She really was. Her ability to prioritize, her ability to be calm, her ability to explain love, love, love. And I don't know her name. I'd have to go back and look. But Brass Tap should never, ever, ever let her go because she saved them that night.
But you know what really triggers me? As someone who has been a server for a considerable amount of time and done like lunch shifts and stuff where I've been the only person on staff.
This was Thursday night.
Okay, that's fine. Reasonable. But what really triggers me is the lack of self-awareness that some patrons have when at restaurants. Like, yeah, okay, you're there and there's about 30 other people and one server. Just chill out for a second.
But
you know?
You have to explain.
No,
that's
no,
where,
I understand.
I'm
going
to take
that.
It back to real estate. What our goal is to tell you the next step before the next step comes. Because anxiety is created because people don't know what's going to happen.
True.
So if you don't set expectations, proper expectations, I'm going to be with you in a minute.
Right.
You're not going to be with me in a minute. You're the only person with 30 people.
Right.
So I go to a Denny's in Ithaca. I'm killing time. There's a lot of ice on the road. So I'm killing time waiting for my kid. I go to Denny's in Ithaca. She sits me right next to the hostess stand. She proceeds to complain about my presence while at the hostess stand. Anyway, I don't have time for this. She's ringing up stuff. I don't have time. Ma'am, I'll be with you in a minute. If I were quicker thinking, I would have said, oh, I'm with corporate. I'll be back.
Oh.
But I didn't think about it till I already left. So that's my fault.
That would have
but
been
I
good.
Just said, you're insane. I'm leaving. That's what I mean, she just didn't get that people were there to pay her. People are there to pay you. And you have to be nice. You can't always be everywhere at once, but you can set proper expectations.
Right.
The difference is back in the day when you put the money in front of the waiter or waitress beforehand,
right.
It was to be... to give them insight as to what to do because, quite frankly, they wanted to do better. Today's environment is a little different, and the reason it's given after is because there is a expectation that they have of the patron, not necessarily of themselves. It is ridiculous.
Do you tip for a takeout?
A dollar or two.
My husband tips 20% on takeout.
No, I would never tip 20% on a
takeout.
But I would do a dollar or two. And then,
I don't do takeout.
And then when I'm at bars and stuff, I'll tip a dollar per drink.
That's why I was asking if alcohol was included.
Yeah, I'll do a dollar per drink. But normally on like a restaurant bill, alcohol would be included
in
the bill.
In the tip.
If I'm at the bar, I'm tipping $5 the first time.
Mm-hmm. Just so you continually get better service.
Mm-hmm. And better pours.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
I tip heavy at sitting at the bar.
Yeah. Well, that right there makes more sense to me personally than tipping
and I would
beforehand, like while sitting down eating.
I'd prefer to sit at the bar at anywhere, Bonefish, Marie's,
Ale
anywhere,
House.
Than Ale House, than sitting at a table.
Yeah.
I think your service is just better. So anyway, it's over. Patty
what?
Wilson, Patty's Playhouse, 850-65-0009. We talked HGTV and Zillow and tipping, customer service.
Here's a tip.
Taking care of
Call
our customers.
How's that?
Oh, we forgot the contest.
That's tough.
I'll post it.
We'll see you next week.